Hello, Audio Boo. It's VR Podcasting. Just some quick responses to the further thoughts that I've been seeing regarding the future of Audio Boo. Particularly want to pick up on some stuff that Claire at Fairness Like has said. Firstly, I think I should reiterate that I am a fan of Audio Boo. I love the concept of it. I'm in VIP Advisor, for example, which is the channel that I run VIP Advisor brand, which I own, and all that kind of thing. The whole thing around VIP Advisor and the fact that you can leave audio, the fact that Audio Boo facilitate that, or that can be facilitated on Audio Boo, is fantastic. So very much the community thing is there. I think my issue with most of the social networks, if I'm being honest, and you know, I'm sure that I don't think Audio Boo, I've read pretty much their terms and conditions, but with Facebook and Twitter and all that, I'm sure they say stuff in their terms and conditions, but there is a dishonesty, in my opinion, whether the terms and conditions tell you this or not. There is a dishonesty, I think, in setting up a social network that talks about being of the community, for the community, with the community, embedded in the community, wanted to do things with the community. And Audio Boo has done that in abundance, whether it be through education programs with schools, whether it be the VI community, which they were very happy to hop on with, frankly. You know, it was obvious it was an audio service. VI community out there, they didn't realise perhaps how many of us there were, all the rest of it. So, you know, that's been a very good marriage, I think, in the past. And so I do think that Claire, it isn't just, I mean, I totally accept that they are wanting to aspire to be make money so that they perhaps can do community things further. I don't know. I'm guessing they're not really a charity. So again, that doesn't bother me. I think there is a dishonesty though in the marketing, the way that some of these social networks have marketed. Oh, come and be part of us. It's all free, blah, blah, blah. And then once you're there, they want to start firing paid stuff at you. And I'm not really sure that that was a good way forward. I think market analysis or analyses will be taken, and case studies will be written in the future where people will say, actually, that's not a very good way. Marketing can be pretty dishonest and pretty cynical as it is, but I think it's particularly dishonest when a company or an organisation says, oh yeah, we're for you, and then they want to change the goalposts. Whether it says that in terms of conditions, nobody cares, quite frankly, because they will take the thing for free, and their expectation then will be of a certain level. Audio Boo has a mix of things to think about in terms of a market, because obviously people can pay for bigger accounts and all the rest of it, longer audio minutes. So yeah, it's got a lot to think about, really, I think. But yeah, that was the only thing I really wanted to sort of pick up on, really. And they haven't got back to me anyway, so it's fine regarding my original sort of comments, and not making any public statements either, it seems. So it would be difficult to really imagine what the thinking is in that regard, as to why you wouldn't respond at all. Not appease people, but just talk about direction and all that stuff I've already mentioned. All right, I think that's all I've got to say. I thank you very much for listening, everybody. And peace out and all that. Bye.